I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Welcome. Today, the show is pretty interesting, and I'm shaking things up. Recently on season two, I've had Brittany with me the whole time, and now I got my girl Shan with me today. We're going to be diving into some of the craziest stories that we've ever covered on my TikTok. Some of these stories have millions of views. Some of them were very controversial. Some of them got taken down or banned from TikTok. And you may have heard one of these videos in our compilation series, but now we're going back through the catalog, which is hundreds of videos deep, and picking out some of the most controversial, some of the most significant, and just, you know, using that as a jumping off point to have some dope conversations and just explore topics that you probably usually wouldn't hear people talk about, but these are real life situations which make them that much more significant, and you never know, it could happen to you, and if you do, well, the Church of Joe Stone will have you prepared. Make sure you leave a review if you can. We really appreciate that. We appreciate all the support, first of all. Thank you so much for just being here and showing love, because every episode gets bigger. You guys have been showing up and showing out, and I just want to let you know that, yes, the podcast will be is back now. We are consistent, and every Tuesday and Wednesday, you can expect an episode. And I will be trying to bring a third episode in on each week, but for now, I'm not sure how I'm going to do that, so it'll just be like a surprise episode or a bonus episode every week, at least one. We may keep it like that. We might change it. Let us know how you feel. The link is in the bio if you want to send us a message, or if you want to join our mailing list to stay, you know, up to date with the podcast. Or not in the bio, in the description. So, thank you so much. Hope you enjoy the show, and yeah, welcome to the Church of Joe Stone. So look, in this episode, I got a blast from the past. If you remember last season, we had Shandell, the R&B singer sensation. She was being my co-host for like a good part of last season. And you guys got to see her in a lot of episodes, and she was on the podcast a lot. So I brought her back, you know, the first few episodes of this season, season two. I've been having my best friend Brittany with me. Now I got Shan with me, so she's going to be hopping into these stories with me today. And the first one that I have for you is crazy, as usual, and a little heartbreaking, but also very hilarious, and raises a lot of good questions, so I know we're going to have a good conversation when it comes to it. So I'm not going to give y'all a long, drawn-out intro, because I already gave y'all one of those. Let's hop straight into the video. I am a 26-year-old male, and my girlfriend, a 25-year-old female, has grown distant after I got my ass beat defending a group of girls from being harassed. Trying to be a hero goes wrong. So 3 weeks ago, I was out with Sarah at a local bar drinking and having a great time with her, as it was just after quarantine had ended where I live. At around 3 a.m., we decided to head home. As we headed to the parking lot where we parked, we noticed a group of two girls and a guy who was clearly drunk trying to hit on them and get them to go to his house. The girls were clearly very uncomfortable and trying to find a way out. Sarah told me that we had to do something, and I told her to go call the cops. Oh, so it was her idea for us to do something. Oh, we need to do something. Oh, okay. I'm going to get this ass whooped by myself, apparently. You ain't going to help at all. Because at the very least, I didn't want her getting hurt doing this. So I approached the group and tried to pretend I was the boyfriend of one of the two girls. And long story short, I got my ass kicked. The guy was at least 6'4" and 220 pounds, whereas I'm 5'11", 167 pounds. I'm fairly muscular myself, but there was no way I could have taken someone that big. I knew it from the start. At least from all the noise of you getting your ass beat we had made, a lot of people rushed the scene and the girls got away safe. I was rushed to the ER because the motherfucker had broken my ribs, which had punctured my right lung. But this is where it gets bad. After the incident, Sarah had grown distant from me. Even though she visited and stayed with me at the hospital, she hasn't been the same since. And I thought that she just needed time to move past this. However, 5 days ago, she told me that she is not the same person after what happened, and she doesn't know if she feels safe with me after I got beat up like that. God damn! Yeah, so that was a little messed up. I didn't know that I had said that much in the reading of the video. But yeah, that was pretty crazy. I don't know, Shan. So look, you out with your man, right? Y'all go out and y'all in the streets, and you see the same situation happen. You're a woman, you know, and he goes to help and he get his ass beat. Do you feel differently about him at this point?
Yeah, I'm not that type of person. First of all, if my spouse is fighting, I'm fighting too. So he ain't gonna be fighting by himself. Secondly, everybody has their day where they get their ass beat. I'm not gonna look at him any different because he did jump in and he did try to deflect the situation from so I could be safe. So I feel like she's shallow. I think she's embarrassed that her boyfriend got beat up and she just can't live with that.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I think I understand both parts. And this is the thing. It's hilarious because men do this all the time. And I'm not against it. Like, I don't know. The world is different now, right? So it's like chivalry is dead, but also so are gender roles to a certain extent. Or like in some people's mind they are. So it seems like we're moving towards, like as a society, gender roles playing less of a part. So like, is a man, you know, instinctively maybe that is what, you know, would be expected of a man, especially, you know, 10, 20 years ago, hell, and as we go back even more so. But at this point, am I supposed to go risk to save these people who I do not know to fight because you have, like, you know, enlisted my manhood simply to be a punching bag for a man that went, and this is the thing. Women like have like this. I don't even want to say women because men do it too. But I would say people who are uneducated when it comes to fighting. But I think men have more of a reality when it comes to this because you are the one that's going to face the pain of losing. But like, you know, if you 150 pounds and you have never trained to fight, you may have trained, you may have lifted some weights, 165, you may have lifted some weights, but you've never trained to fight a man to his size, much less at all. So the fact that you hopping out here knowing that he's twice your size, twice, and you have no fight training. Yeah, you knew you was getting your ass beat when you stepped up. She was surprised. But you knew the, and that's why you should be respected, right? Because that's where the heart comes in. And I know you can feel this too, Shan. Like you got heart. You hopped out there knowing you was going to lose. But in the meantime, these young ladies can get away. And maybe, through me screaming and the sound of my ass getting whooped, somebody will be saved. I don't know, Shan. Where you at with it?
Yeah, I feel like he had heart. And I'm going to respect him for that. I'm not going to downplay him because he jumped in. You get what I'm saying? Like, not a lot of men would do that because it's not their situation. It's not their problem. And we tend to do that. We tend to not worry about things that are not our issues. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely respect him and I would have his back 100%. And, you know, I feel like, you know what it reminds me of? You know, on All About the Benjamins when, oh my God, what is his name? Come on, give me
Chris
give
Tucker?
Me his name.
No, you're talking about Ice Cube? Benjamins.
Yeah, other one.
All About the Benjamins. You talking about with Ice Cube and am I tripping? Ain't that All About the Benjamins?
Yeah, you're talking about the same movie.
Okay, but okay.
What's the actor's name? The comedian's name.
Dang, it's not Eddie Murphy? No, it was Chris Tucker. It was Chris Tucker.
No, it's not.
Who is it? Hold on. I'm about to. Nah, oh my hold God. On. Nah, hold on. You just started a whole thing now. Now this ain't even got nothing to do with this. We just got to figure it. Let me Google this. Because I don't know
his name. I just can't think of it now.
Oh, Day Day. Mike Epps. My bad. I don't know.
Mike Epps.
I was thinking about a totally different movie, bro. You right. I was completely wrong. Mike Epps, you fuck. I don't know why I was thinking Chris Rock. Didn't they have a movie together too? I'm tripping. I don't know why. You right. It was Mike Epps. So what was you about to say?
It just reminds me of Mike Epps' character on All About the Benjamins. He could not fight to save his life, but he always wanted to fight. Like, he always felt the need to fight, but he could not fight. And his girlfriend used to always be like, but baby, you know you can't fight. But you know you can't fight. Like, you just know you can't. Just stop.
And this is the opposite.
He had heart.
She's sending him out there to take an L. And that's the thing. I think it would. And look, okay. I'm going to be honest. This has happened to me. No cap. I'm going to be honest with you. I done won some, I done lost some. I'm going to be honest with you. So look, this exact thing happened to me. And I'm going to tell y'all the whole story. And we off topic, but that's the whole point of the podcast, right? So look, I had a girl that I was dating in high school. Dating is a strong word. I was talking to in high school. And then there was this fight. So we would have fights after school on some gang shit. And there was this one guy, I swear to God, dude was like fucking 6'9". Now, I, at the time, and still am, I'm not that small, but at the time, I was probably like 5'9", 45 pounds at the heaviest, because I was like 17, 18 at this time. Man, I had to be 18. So yeah, 18. And this dude was like 6'9". He looked like a grown ass man. This nigga was the biggest, the tallest nigga in our school. We called him Big Nigga. The tallest person in our school, he was like 6'9". You know what I'm saying? But he had no hands. He was big and useless. And I knew that shit. So I fought every day. I knew he couldn't fight from watching how he talked, how he moved. I was going to fuck him up. So this is what happened. Went outside. Me and him, I tried to fight like 2 or 3 times that day. Cause we kept like trying to hop out like in different spots, but like somebody would come or whatever. And at that time, we didn't even have beef. It wasn't about us having like a problem with each other. We just wanted to fight each other to see who, you know, he was talking shit, I was talking shit. So let's do it. So couldn't fight. Finally, after school, everybody come outside. This big nigga, me and him start fighting. So I run up on him, and then he grabbed me, and he like lifts me in the air. Now I know he's not. He's just big. He's not strong. So he try to put, you know, he grabs me on the sides, tries to get ready to slam me. He not strong enough to slam me. Whole time he got me in the air. I'm throwing elbows in his face. He got to drop me. It's a whole thing. Like then the school bus comes, so he dropped me. Look like I done dropped him. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole fucking thing. People can't believe what the fuck they just saw. Right. Cool. Then the next day. That was when it worked. This is when it didn't work. So then, you know, I know what had happened. You know what I'm saying? But the people, and so, oh, so then the girl that I was kind of talking to, she saw the whole thing. She texted me after school, like, oh, you the nicest guy in the school. Like, yeah, you the one with the hands. Like, she hyping me up. Like, just showing me love. Like, yeah, they don't want to mess with you. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, you know, this just showing me y'all kind of love. So the next day, go to school. There was this Crip dude. I ain't gonna say his name, but shout out to him. He was like the big strong dude, and he had hands, right? So I knew that if we was gonna fight, that he was stronger than me, and he actually knew how to fight. So I was like, well, I'm faster than him, so if I can just kind of stay on my toes, stay out of the way, like, you know, we can have a good matchup, man. So it had rained that day during school. We go outside and it's muddy. So that means all of my footwork, all the techniques in my mind that I was going to employ are out the window, because now my feet are stuck to the ground. He come up and basically just starts beating my ass. It was the shortest fight ever. He kind of just walks up. I just, because in my mind, I'm just going to stand my ground. I'm going to throw as hard as I can. He go throw as hard, and then we're going to see what happens. So he hit me, boom, and then something happens, and I had, like, the first shirt I had on, like, rip off. Then he hit me again, and boom, like, my second, like, shirt ripped off. Then, like, he hit me again, boom, and then, like, my undershirt ripped off, and I had no shirt on. Like, all my clothes had got, it was the weirdest shit. It's like the nigga had punched me out of my clothes. I had no fucking shirts on, and I was skinny. It was not looking good. Front of the whole school. Then the girl texts me, and then she was like, yeah, I saw you lose the day. And I was like, yeah, this over, ain't it? And she was like, pretty much. And then the next day I got to hear about, because it had got around, so I'm in different classes, and I'm hearing about the story of the guy who got his ass whooped out his clothes. But yeah, so like I said, bro, you can win some, lose some shit. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, that's my fucking story. So trust me, bro, we all go through it. If you go hop out there, you know, you get points for being brave, having a little heart. Unfortunately, she didn't see the value in that. But look, you are valuable. And look, let me get to some of the comments, because this video got like 140,000 views and 500 shares. And let me hop to some of these comments. 1,000 likes on this comment. He ain't bulletproof. The next one. If your girl is going to leave over you losing a fight instead of being there for you and motivating you to come back stronger, then she got to go, bro. Even though he's not Rocky, he's not like, we're going to get him back. No, you just, you know, you just took an L, man. It's okay. He ain't going to come back stronger. any excuse would do. She wanted to leave him. Now that's probably very realistic. You were way overmatched, but ran into the fire anyways to help others. That's courage, my brother. Sarah doesn't deserve you. Facts. I can see how it would hurt his feelings, but biologically it makes sense. Yeah. This guy, and this is a lady, this guy helped those girls. That's super hot. He doesn't need her in his life. Hey, facts. Don't you get, ain't it hot to see somebody brave? I don't know, Shan. Anything you want to add?
I feel like ladies should not volunteer their men to fight unless they've actually seen them fight.
Ooh.
Like,
hey, that's the best.
If you've never seen your man fight ever,
hey,
don't volunteer him.
Hey, you just said some game. If you have never seen this nigga fight, don't pick the day to start trying to figure it out.
Right.
Okay.
You don't want that smoke. Like, what if he can't fight? You gonna have to, like, I'm telling you, if I see my spouse getting dogged, I'm telling you, I'm jumping in. Ain't nobody gonna be whooping on my spouse.
Hey, facts,
ass.
Facts. We supposed to lose this fight together, baby. We supposed to go down together.
Right.
So wait. Have you ever had a situation like that?
No, I can honestly say I've never had that type of situation. Yeah. I've never had that situation, which is good because, yeah, I'm usually the one fighting. So
you're the best. Well,
I'm the fighter.
Well, that's the thing. You know, what she should have said was, baby, call the police.
Right. Or, baby, this is not our situation. Like, let's go find somebody bigger. Let's go find somebody else to handle this because this ain't our situation.
But that's also why you should probably carry a pistol. Because if it was me, I'm just shooting them. We're just shooting people today. And we're not doing none of this fighting shit. I'm grown. I'm like, I got time to be fighting your big ass. I'm shooting you in both kneecaps. Oh, hell no. You beating up on two women?
Right.
Bro, I'm going to catch this free body. What you mean? Let me shine real quick.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? But now I agree, and I think you just gave us the best way to wrap this up. If you have, this is, first of all, she is the asshole. We didn't make that clear. She is 100% the asshole. You know, you do get points for being brave, but also, you know, weigh your options, man. Like, that could have, you also got to be realistic. Like, you know, yeah, don't do anything you're not comfortable with, guys. And let's just put that out there. Like, I feel like, you know, especially with gender roles changing and everything, like, you don't have to abide by these rules anymore. And I'm not trying to say be a punk or don't help people when they need to be helped. But if you are not equipped to deal with this situation, I feel like as a human being, you have the right to bow out, because the only reason why we're expecting you to do something is because you're a man. But if it was a woman there, then they would be expecting them to call the police. So, I mean, you know, and everybody has... because, you know, he could have lost his life. He could have got killed. You know what I'm saying? And, like, yeah, you saved somebody, but at the same time, did you do that math, or were you just jumping into this because your girlfriend told you to jump in it? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't have a problem with you wanting to be a hero, but is that what you wanted? Because, or were you just doing it because Sally told you to hop your ass out there, and now you're getting your ass beaten, could have got yourself killed, you know, not knowing what the hell you're doing, when you probably could have been, like you said, Shan, probably could have done something just as effective, getting some help, you know what I'm saying, screaming and pointing and this and that. I don't know, but maybe there was another option instead of you hopping into, like, an actual physical altercation. I don't know. Now, this one is as crazy as that one. I find this one a little bit even more insane than the first one. So, look, if you haven't gotten a chance, you know, relax, sit down, and enjoy the next video. Check this out. I, a 23-year-old male, found a sex tape on my girlfriend, a 23-year-old female's phone, and it wasn't ours. Imagine that awkward moment when you open up your girl's phone and you realize, hey, that's not my dick. I've been dating this girl for 5 years. She's very special to me. Yeah, she's special to a lot of people. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry. Even at this point, I can't help but hope she's not too worried about why I've been acting so oddly. Oh, we in simp territory, guys. Honestly, I was planning to marry her sometime in the future as soon as we settled into our adult lives. One day, we were chilling at her house when I asked her if she could send me the funny picture she took earlier that day of one of our puppies. She was busy on her PC, so she told me to just grab her phone and send it to myself. When I went into her phone gallery, I noticed a hidden folder, which I hadn't seen before. Out of curiosity, I opened it. It was filled with her nudes. Most I had already seen. Some of those, though, were never sent to me. I thought maybe she was just stockpiling for whenever I asked for any. Aw, look how sweet you are. Girls don't do that. You think a girl's gonna take a hot, sexy picture when she likes the way she looks the best and then not send it to the guy she wants to see it? No, I'm just gonna send this later. No, she's gonna send it. Somebody got them pictures. It just wasn't you. I clicked on a video. It was a sex tape. It was from the point of view of the guy, but the thing is, I don't remember ever filming it. It was 100% not me. Trust me. I know what my own schlong looks like. My girlfriend recorded having sex with another man. For the last 5 years, we've had our fair share of fights, but nothing too serious. She's always made me feel loved, and I could tell she really cares about me, or at least I thought she did. After I returned her phone to her, I quickly got up and went home. I couldn't stay there any longer, and now that I'm here, I don't really know what to do. I'm planning on confronting her and breaking it off, but right now, I'm just so in shock. 5 years down the drain, and I feel like I just lost my best friend. I'm not really sure how to feel. I can't think straight. What would be the best way to handle this situation? Whew! The best way to handle that situation is to get away, run away, man. First of all, you know you're not the a-hole. You probably shouldn't have been in the phone, but you happen to be where you weren't supposed to be. And look, you don't be going looking for nothing, because you might find something, and here you are. So, yeah. Unfortunately, you are going to have to move away from that, run away from that. And it's cute that it's cute that you tried to find like a way for this not to be her cheating on you. But unfortunately, I have to agree. It's probably cheating. Shan, what you think?
Okay, so look, I've been in this situation. And
okay. What happened? Tell us.
I've been in this situation. Look, I'm gonna be quite honest. When I put something in a hidden folder, I don't go back to it. And that's just me. So it could have been sitting there for years. So number one, you gotta think of the aspects. What are the dates on the videos? What are the dates on the photos? Was it around the time you guys were dating? Because like literally, my spouse goes through my stuff, and I completely forgot about a hidden folder, and I hid stuff in this folder because I have kids. You get what I'm saying? So. It's like my child goes through my phone. I don't want them to see things. So I hide them in this folder. But I don't never go back to the folder, like, because I forget all about this hidden folder that's on the phone. So you have to think about those aspects of it. What are the dates? What are the times? Is it in the time frame that you guys were dating? Did you guys take a break at any time in this relationship? You get what I'm saying? Were y'all did y'all break up within the 5 years? Those are aspects you have to think of.
Okay.
I want to say.
Go ahead.
I mean, I want to say he should not. Number one, when you go looking for things, like you said, you find it.
Let's say that he went through her phone and, you know, he knows that the videos are, you know, that she is cheating by the time or whatever the time stamp, or maybe she got a tattoo or something. So is he still wrong for going through her phone, or, you know, is she the wrong?
I feel like, number one, they're both in the wrong. He shouldn't have gone through her phone, but because like you said, when you look for things, you find it. You were supposed to go on her phone and do one thing, but also curiosity does kill the cat. You were curious. You found a folder. You looked in it. So at the end of the day, you found what you were looking for. She is also to blame for, number one, cheating. Number two, having a hidden folder that says hidden on your phone. Like, that's not smart.
Thanks.
I feel like she was not really thinking logically anyway. Like, if you're, they have other apps where you can hide shit, and you're just gonna have an open folder that says hidden on there. Like, you can't click it and go into it.
Yeah.
But she's the asshole for cheating and leaving and having somebody for 5 years thinking that they're like in love and they're like together. So ultimately, she's the asshole.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I agree. But all right, so let me flip it around. So with that being said, so we talked about if she did cheat. Now, let's just say, for example, she didn't cheat. At the same time, I think that what we have to remember is, like, yeah, you can go through her phone, and now you're going to go ask her about this. And let's say you get the relief of, okay, I made a mistake. I went through your phone. Now, number one, you were in the hole because you went through her phone. Now, you got to justify that shit. Or you just got to take the L, and now you the bad guy because she didn't cheat. But you got to bring it up to her anyway. Number two, if you have to bring it up, because there's no way you're going to be able to keep that to yourself and keep a healthy relationship. But let's say, you know, and when you do that, and you find out she's not cheating, she didn't do anything wrong, that video was something from before you, them pictures that, you know, maybe she took them for you and forgot to send them, like Shan said, at that point, now you got to deal with that image in the back of your head. And now you got to, like, you know what I'm saying? Now you got a whole fucking complex that you never would have had to have if you hadn't went and started fucking around digging in something that you didn't have no business digging in. So always remember, you got to weigh these options. That 2 seconds of deciding whether or not you're going to, you know, maybe invade your significant other's privacy, make sure you reckon with the potential consequences of that. Because it sounds like, from the way he was talking, that his relationship with him was in perfect health, was doing great. It was wonderful. So, at least from his perspective. Now, I know a lot of people be like, well, you know, he don't know what's coming. Maybe she'll break up with him down the line. Maybe she's cheating on him serially. Maybe. Or maybe if he would have minded his own business, let's say even if she, and I'm not justifying it, but let's say maybe if she did cheat, right? Let's say she had a moment of weakness. By you going to find it, now you may have broken up the best relationship you may ever find. Because, like, we kind of put, like, a, I guess, an unhealthy amount. And I'm not saying it's not a big betrayal. And Shan, feel free to jump in anytime. Like, I'm not saying it's a big betrayal. But, like, I mean, it's not a big betrayal. But I think sometimes we put a little bit too much weight on, like, cheating. We're all human. We have these monogamous relationships that, like, I don't know if they're actually natural. And so, you know, and then we make mistakes. So the person that who is right for you or best for you or the best relationship you might ever have may come from the same person that cheated on you, may come from the same person that hurt you the worst. Or you digging this up is now going to crumble that relationship and you won't be able to have it. And if you would just, you know, minded your business, that may have been her one-time thing and you get to live the rest of your life like the perfect woman for you, at least according to you. I don't know. I know that sounds like, I know there's a lot of, like, jumping around and a lot of mental gymnastics, but I feel like, you know, when we discuss things in relationships and even with these videos, and this is kind of the point, is not to, like, miss the nuance of real life. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's something that the internet and, like, recorded, like, you know what I'm saying? Like we forget the nuance and we forget, like, when we're doling out these, like, you know, judgments or having these hot takes, or, like, we forget, like, bro, the real is, like, a lot that could have been the person that you're supposed to be with, and now you didn't call the cheating, and you probably played your goddamn self. I'm just saying, Shan, would you? I don't know. Am I making sense? Am I just rambling? Tell me, what's your thoughts?
I get your perspective, but at the same time, cheating is not a mistake. It is a choice. It's like the red or green pill. Are you either going to cheat or you not? It's a choice. You have to decide that.
I mean, everything is a choice, but that's bullshit. Because, okay, so let's say, okay, because if that's the case, then there's no such thing as, so I think that there's a difference. I think that, and maybe I'm wrong and I'm saying it wrong, but I would put forth that you are conflating mistake with accident. So it wasn't on accident. You can't cheat on accident. You know what I'm saying? You had to make a conscious decision. But I feel like, you know, just in general, you can make a mistake. Maybe, you know, because that you made a bad decision. You didn't make a decision. You just made a bad one. And I guess maybe it's the regret that makes it a mistake. I mean, I do understand your point as well. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I would wager that maybe that's where the nuance is. And that is like, okay, maybe you had an accident. I mean, you can't do this accidentally. But you can make a mistake. You can, you know, fall. You know what I'm saying? You can have a moment of weakness. Maybe this is something you deal with, you know, or as a man, and you just, and instead, because like I said, let's say you're an alcoholic and you have a slip up. And I mean, I guess even then you're saying that can't be a mistake.
I mean, I get what you're saying now. Yeah, for sure can, that moment of weakness, of mm-hmm. course.
But you're saying fuck all
but
that.
But it's like, I mean, people, like I said, you don't know what somebody's going through in a relationship. Everybody says that relationship is perfect, but that's like from their perspective. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. At the end of the day, like you said, if she wasn't cheating, he shouldn't have gone through her phone. He was supposed to do one thing in her phone, one thing only. He went and did something totally different. So you get what you get at the end of the day. Your eyes weren't supposed to see that. Your eyes were not supposed to see it, but you decided to go ahead and click that hidden folder and look through her shit. You get what I'm saying? Now, if the roles were reversed, he would be pissed off if she went through his phone and went through his secret folder. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, it's at some point, it's boundaries. You didn't respect her boundaries because the folder says hidden for a reason. You get what I'm saying? You didn't respect her boundaries. And I feel like ultimately he was looking for something to find. He was looking for something at this particular moment, and he found it. So it's like, you got to take the good with the bad. Either you're going to suck it up and just keep it pushing and keep that relationship going, or you're going to keep lingering on to this video that you have seen.
No, I agree with you. At the end of the day, you know, you have to, and that's what I was saying as well, like, you have to negotiate these things with you, because a lot of times we make one decision and don't realize, like, no, you're actually making multiple decisions. When you choose this choice, there is going to be a cascading effect of things that happen after this, and you have to be prepared for that, especially when we're talking about a relationship and the stakes. And I guess, and this is where this is really going, I guess, or this is where my mindset is, and I think that, like, the bigger picture is, like, okay, these people are young, they're in a relationship, they don't feel like they got kids, they're not married, whatever. Do this when you got two kids together, a house, a car, a mortgage, you got, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you got an appearance, you have a maybe a business, all of these things. That then becomes a more complicated, and that's the reason why I say we had these conversations, so maybe, you know, we can give you some hints or some cheat codes to life, so that maybe if you ever in a similar position, or maybe this perspective can be applied to something that you're going through, because, like I said, you're making multiple decisions. Like, this is cool when y'all just, like, hanging out, and that's your boyfriend or girlfriend, but if it's down the line and you got, you know, money and property and children and other factors at play, you know, are you still going to make that same decision? And if you do, regardless of if it's, you know, you decide to dig through some shit or not do some shit, and we just, in general, you have to negotiate that with yourself. Hey, am I prepared for if I find A, B, and C? Like, don't be haphazard with these decisions, because it may seem like something, like, on the top that is super necessary, it may be seem like a small decision in the moment, or like I just decided this. No, this has consequences. And so I guess that's what I was thinking about too. It's just like, yeah, but in a broader sense, you know, definitely make sure you negotiate that with yourself, because you go digging through some shit, you find something, you know, you could be talking about other people's lives. You could be talking about millions of dollars. Maybe it ain't worth seeing if she got some dick pics in that goddamn hidden folder. Or maybe it ain't worth, you know, trying to see who he been texting the last couple of weeks. Maybe you might just want to shut the fuck up and go on about your happy marriage and just hope that whatever the fuck he doing. And look, hey, Shan, and I guess what we getting to is, and maybe I'm channeling a little bit of Kevin Samuels spirit. In like the old school relationships where we was talking about, like, yeah, your grandma and grandpa stayed married because grandma mind the goddamn business. And grandma probably had her own little hype too. Ain't no stories about the milkman for no reason. You never know how this shit going. That mind your business. Because what's more important is the family. And again, I'm not okay in cheating or none of that shit. I'm just talking. First of all, I just be rambling, nigga. I got a full 30 minutes, man. We over here playing mental gymnastics. We looking at everything from every angle. Why not? I like exploring these and having these thought experiments. And like I said, just discussing them. Saying, fuck. Shan, anything you want to add?
Yeah, as far as, like you said, back in the day, they did mind their business. But I remember my grandma telling me a story about her husband and how he was cheating. And you know what? My grandma was a real one. She told me that when she found out he was cheating on someone with her, like, cheating on someone in the neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. She remembers getting off work, getting on the bus, and she had a knife. And she was going to kill him, right? She was going to kill him. I'm not even going to hold you. But she said something in her mind just was like, nope, you know what? He's not even worth it, because he was really sick. He ended up getting his karma came back really fast. But she said she remembers tossing the knife out the bus window, going home and cooking dinner like nothing happened. And when he got really sick, the woman that he was cheating on her with, my grandmother invited her to come and see him before he died. My grandma is a ride or die, because they both would have been in the grave.
But you know what? Honestly, bro, that's that maturity. That's that old age. That's that just realizing, like, I think, and that's the thing, bro, that I feel like that I've gained from being in, like, a long-term relationship and growing with somebody. And I really have, like, a dope perspective on relationships, because I've been with the same woman for, like, pretty much my whole life. You know what I'm saying? So, and her, my whole adult life, and her too. So it's like, I have like a 10-year plus relationship. So when you grow with somebody for so long and you just see them fall, you fall, yeah, like, and you just decide. And I guess, I think that's what, like, people miss when they were like, we just decided to stay married. I think what people hear and what people mean are two different things. I think, like, what they mean is, like, we had to keep choosing each other no matter how hard it got or how dark things got or whenever this person messed up or that person messed up. Because at the end of the day, I stopped seeing that person as, like, because as you love somebody, there's deeper levels of love. And then when you get to, like, a super high level of love, it's like a love of, like, just you as a human being for all of your neck. Because I think the thing that we do, especially, like, when we're dating and marrying and all of that other shit, is we tend to hyper-focus on the positive things. You know what I'm saying? And those are the reasons why we marry somebody. But, like, when you super in love with somebody, when you're, like, when it's that depth of love, when it's that long-term love, there's the love for their flaws as well that you gain. You know what I'm saying? Like I know, like, you start to understand, like, okay, you know, the same thing that makes, you know, I don't know, that makes it easy for me to, like, build a following is the same thing that makes it easy for me to, like, find women. You know what I'm saying? So my wife can't love, yeah, like, the part of me that is, you know, the cool Joe Stone part of me and not be, like, you and say at the same time, you hate the part of me that attracts women to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's gonna, what do you think is gonna happen here? You know what I'm saying? But I think that's, like, it's just love and understanding. And it's like, you know, like, you, like, that's a person. Like, you know, and that person usually is just trying their best. And I don't know. I just think that, I know we way off topic, but I'll be trying to give y'all some deeper gems and shit. And these really stories are just jumping off points. Hope y'all didn't caught the wave by now. My bad, Shay. Anything else? I know you about to say something.
Oh, no, I agree. You know what? And now that you said it from that perspective, I get what you're saying. It's more to it. It's deeper than that when you've been with somebody for a long time. My grandmother and my grandfather were together for a really long time. Mm-hmm. They built a household together. They had children. They adopted children. Mm-hmm. They took children off the street. So they had this whole, like, family setup, regardless of whatever he was doing. Exactly. At the end of the day, he still treated her good. He might have disrespected her in the streets, but he didn't disrespect her in the home. He didn't make her feel unwanted. He didn't make her feel, you know, if she would not have found out, she wouldn't have found out. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
nah,
because nothing changed in the household.
And that's the thing. Like, and I think too, like, that's the thing you end up valuing over. I think that's the thing that you get from the long terms. Like, what your grandparents had is, like, that's my life partner. Like, okay, like, especially, and I could see, especially, like, once we get to later on in life, and I think that's, like, that's really what is missing from, and that's the thing, the relationships now, I feel like, are super selfish. All your relationship gurus for men and women sound ridiculous. They all teach you to just be selfish, 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 selfish. The men tell other men to be selfish. The women tell other, like, what the fuck are y'all doing in relationships? Everybody just care about themselves. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing here? So, it's super selfish. And I think, like, when you have, like, a real life partner, and I think you can't really get that until, or understand that, until you spend time. And it's like, or when you get older and you can look back and be like, damn, even if he did terrible things, like, toward whatever she found out he was cheating, like, if she spent 20 years, like, that's 20 years of my life with this person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were with me through this walk and shit. At the end of it, it's like, bro, like, you know, I'm pretty sure she's like, bro, whatever, my nigga. Like, you cool. Like, you on your way out. We did this together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you still chose me at the end of the day to be, you know, your life partner. Hey, you want to talk to this bitch before you leave? Because, you know what I'm saying? I think it's just compassion. I think your grandmother probably just had a lot of compassion as well as love for him. So, yeah, I can definitely see how that, you know, it sounds crazy on the outside, but I can see it, man. I get it. But anyway,
I respect her for that.
Nah, facts. But now I don't want to drag out this episode. We're already over. We're already off topic. But yeah, definitely at the end of the day, though, according to all the information that we have, she is definitely the a-hole. But yeah, you may have played yourself. So, you know, even if she is the a-hole, you know, you put yourself in that position. So yeah, next time, keep your eyes to yourself, man. I think. Or if you go do that, just know what come with it and be prepared for it. Because that's my main thing. It just didn't sound like the young man was prepared for what he found at all and ready to deal with the reality of that situation. He looked through those pictures expecting not to find anything. And I think that's probably more realistic and why he was so shocked. But anyway, I'm Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. And thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you rocking out with us. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Also, make sure you leave a review. Give us those 5 stars. They really do mean a lot. And if you can leave a written review on whatever podcast app you are on, please do that as well. I'll read every one. They are sometimes the best part of my day. And thank you already for the amazing reviews that we have, and so many. I don't think we like 200 plus. It's dope to me. Appreciate you. 4.9 rating means well. We had fire out here. And I'm very proud of that. And the podcast has been blowing up. Thank you guys so much. Top 5% of the world of podcasts. Every time we drop an episode, you guys show love, come through, and don't disappoint. So I just want to thank you for that as well. Shannon, anything you want to add on the way out?
Nope. Thank you just for listening, and I look forward to more.
Shout out to that. All right. So look, make sure you hit that follow button on whatever podcast app you're listening on. And also, if you want to leave a review, in the description of this episode, there is a link tree. There is a link tree, and you can leave a review and join our mailing list so you can stay up to date with the podcast and everything that we're doing. So, yeah, again, I am Joe Stone. This is Church of Joe Stone podcast, and we will see you in the next one.